Monday, November 5, 2018, Dakota County Board of Equalization meeting at 3 o'clock. Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting at 3:02.
You know, in doubt about
you can't make that kind of stuff up.
I do know that.
Yeah, the clocks are all at 3:03.
Perfect.
Fred just texted me 20 minutes ago. Has something come up, but we'll not make it to the meeting.
Oh, really? Okay. We're going to call to order the Dakota County Board of Equalization for November 5th. It is 3:03 p.m. We'll start with the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Joan, can you call roll?
Kevin?
Here.
Marty is absent for a couple of minutes, he said. Bill?
Oh, yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
So, do we need to make a motion? No, he'll be here? Fine.
He'll be here.
Okay. The current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the County Board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. And we'll start with the consent agenda items. We'll go to A, the approval of the previous minutes from October 8th, 2018.
So
okay. Motion by Tony.
Second.
Okay, second by Bill.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes. Okay, we'll move on to new business. A, Jeff, to request approval of correcting the clerical omitted errors for parcel 22014794. Did I get the number right?
Yeah, I printed that. That was
file at NAP.
Okay, yeah, Christy worked on this one while I was out. This was a, I believe it was a manufactured trailer that was removed. The guys went out, noted it, but it never got deleted. So for this year, we wanted to take the trailer portion off. I already fixed it for next year, for 19, but we needed your approval to do anything for 18. I brought that to see if we could do it. It's going to end up being, so it'll have to come in front of you again, cause I think. No, it doesn't have to be a taxable correction if we fix it now. I don't know if they paid yet or not.
Okay.
So I may have to check that out. And if they did, it will be a tax roll correction, and it'll come back here again as that.
Okay.
So it was just to ask you guys, let you know what had happened, and it was a data error on the assessment office's side.
Okay.
Pretty easy one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll make a motion to approve the omitted error of the parcel 22014794, if I said that right, per Jeff's request.
Right. I'll second that.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay, and then I need a motion for us to go into closed session to discuss negotiations on TURC cases 18R0075, 18R0065, 18R0087, 18C0137, 18C0138, 18C0139, 18R0057, 18R0208, and 18R0205.
I would move you go into closed session to review these TURC cases.
Second.
Okay, you need to restate and ask everyone to leave the room. Say hi again.
We don't have to.
No, just closed session for the review of the TURC cases.
Oh, yeah, you have.
vote on the motion, but then say why again.
Okay. Oh. The motion. Okay. Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay. What time do you have, Joan?
3:07 is when.
Okay. We're 3:07, we're going into closed session to discuss the Turk cases before mentioned. Don't need to read all those again.
3:17.
I got to climb.
It's not fair. Ready for phone?
I'm closed.
End of day.
We're unclosed.
Okay. 3:17, we are coming out of closed session.
I'll make a motion to come out of closed session.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Okay, so we will move on to C. Need a motion to approve or deny the settlement for negotiation of Turk case 18R0075.
I would move to approve the county attorney to offer settlement in Turk case 18R0075.
Second.
Okay.
We just done all.
Yeah.
All the numbers.
Can we do them all?
No. I have. No. I just want to go back to there. Okay. Marty.
Yep.
Phil.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Tony.
Yes.
Kevin.
Now, can I or can I not make a motion for D, E, I, and K? One at a time?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'll make a motion on D then here. We've done C already for the county attorney to offer settlement negotiations on Turk case 18R-0065. That's my motion.
Second.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
I so moved to the county attorney to settle negotiation for case 18R0087.
I'll second that.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin? Marty?
Yes.
Yep. Bill?
Yes.
Okay, F, G, and H have already been taken care of, so do not need motions on those. I will make a motion to approve the county attorney to offer settlement for Turk case 18R0057.
Second.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
And J, we are going to hold on that so that Jeff can do a little bit more looking into that.
And then K, I'll make a motion.
Motion to take no action.
No.
We don't need a motion.
Then K, if there's no motion on J for Jeff to go out and take a look at that, I'll make a motion for the county attorney to offer settlement negotiations on Turk case 18R-0205. That's my motion.
Second.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Okay, we'll move on to mail and our emergency business. I do not have anything. So we'll move on to public comment for the Board of Equalization.
Uh-huh.
I do not see anyone for public comment, so we will adjourn at 3:22.
Okay, we're going to move into the County Board of Commissioners meeting. And will you call roll, please, Joan?
Scott.
Yes.
Tony.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Marty.
Yes.
Bill.
Yes.
Okay, a current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the County Boardroom and is available for review of all citizens in attendance. Right from the get-go, we're going to move into number one, public comment. The Board of Commissioners will hear comments about any of the item that's not on the agenda. The Chair has the discretion to limit the time of the comment. So at this time, I'm going to open up public comment. If anybody from the public would like to say something that's not on the agenda, feel free at this time. Okay, there is none. We're going to move into two, the consent agenda items. We got the approval A of the previous minutes, October 22nd, 2018. And we got the approval of the payroll claims and the accounts of payable if there's any available. So I went through the payroll claims, and I know over the last, I don't think last meeting we had any issues, but the prior two or over the last three meetings we've had some discretions and discrepancies on raises. I know that if we all recall, we did the 35 cents an hour and we absorbed the expense for the health insurance, which, you know, came out to like 52 cents, correct, Joan? And of course, during the time of all the meetings with all of the elected officials and et cetera, you know, they were given that option of, hey, do we want to give this expense back to the employee, or do we want to cover it and just consider that a part of their raise? And I think they all agreed upon that. So obviously, we have two different departments that keep coming back wanting, you know, their raise. And I know we've voted on this scenario, you know, twice now, and the same thing's back up again. So I guess we need to make a decision one way or the other, put it to bed, and then I think let the elected official do what either he or she or they need to do, I guess, to come back on the board. I don't know what the answer is. I know that Joan and I had a conversation with Beth Farrell from NACO today. Of course, she submitted, or she gave us the different statutes that there's no cases that are out there right now over the X amount of years on such a thing. That tells me that of the 93 counties, we cannot be the only county that has a discrepancy when it comes to wages. I think maybe that tells me that maybe the elected officials maybe just respect the board's decision when it comes to the budget and, you know, the finances. I don't know. Everybody knows how everybody voted. We voted the same way the last two times. So we were $10,000 in the red last year every month. So we're still fighting the battle. Obviously, we're not out into the black yet on this deal. So I think that everybody has their own way of looking at this. You know, obviously, you know, I think they think if they have the money, they can figure out different ways. And to my recollection, do they have the right to do that? Well, some say yes, some say no. The board, everything finishes out right here at the board. Okay, the board can do what they want to do, and then from there on out, the elected officials can do what they need to do. Okay, so theoretically, let's just say, for instance, elected officials with their chief deputies, the county board can set their wage to where they want them to. 65% is the minimum. We know that. We all know that 65% of the elected officials, their deputy has to make a minimum of 65. Okay? The county board can set that to wherever they want, if they really wanted to. So let's just say, for instance, somebody was making 70%. We could set it back to 65 if we really wanted to. Or if they were making 80%, or what, we can put it wherever we want. Now, everybody else that's not as far as on a deputy standpoint, okay, they got to pretty much follow inside the guidelines of whatever the raises are. That's pretty much the way that I took it from Beth. And I just think that all of us need, and I've said this, the 8 years I've been here, I've said this probably 100 times, we all get paid by the same checkbook here, okay? And we all got to try to figure out how to make it work so we all have, you know, people, jobs, and where we can still be able to maintain and function, okay, on a county standpoint. So I don't know if anybody wants to add anything to it, but we're back in the same scenario that we was 2 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago is what I'm saying. So I don't know if anybody wants to add, say something. I see both sides, okay, and that's the way I voted. You know, I mean, obviously there was three of us that voted no, two of us voted yes. I mean, it's not a secret. It's in the records. I see both sides, but I just want to get this thing put to bed, and one way or the other, we can move on to our next adventure, whatever that may be. So, anyone have any comment?
No, I think you covered it well. You know, we voted on this. We didn't vote. It didn't come up at the last meeting. I thought it was probably behind us. We voted two other meetings to not approve these wages, raises. We had already voted months ago on raises, the 35 cents on the non-bargaining people, and I guess why not stay with that? Decision was made months ago.
What I'm worried about is, and I think all of us are worried about it, you know, obviously we know there were some other departments that, you know, that had a game plan, and I felt that the game plan was going to work, but you always got to look at the next year, obviously. You know, you got to be looking ahead. But I just think the snowball effect would be, you know, once, if this would be approved, you know, where does it stop at? You know, it just keeps going and going and going. And I just think it could get out of control, and it's already, you know, a tight situation the way it is. So, I don't know, like I said, there's different ways you can look at it. We could sit there and have a debate with elected officials, with the county board, with people on this, you know, probably for an hour or better. We could debate this. Yeah, Lou?
So did the board vote for the raise or not?
They did.
So did everybody?
We approved a raise during the Budget and Finance Committee, put some numbers together, and we approved it on a part of our budget for the 2018-19 year, okay, is what happened.
Okay.
And then there was a few other departments that was wanting to maybe get the people a little bit more money because they were offered, because they had so much money in their budget.
So everybody did get the raise?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. But other ones want a little more for their money.
Correct.
Okay.
So what?
So if we go ahead and kick the can down the road, we say we vote against it again, and then next 2 weeks from now we have the same situation. What did the people that you talked to today say about that situation? What was?
This is the situation. If the next situation is that they could keep putting this on and we could keep denying it. The next situation is either the elected official wants to take it to the next step to the state level.
No, to the court.
To the court system. It's to the court system what they want to do. Right.
If a county officer challenges the county board's decision in court, the county officer shall have the burden to prove such elimination or hindrance.
Being part of the budget committee, you know, we look at the numbers and we did what we did based on the money we had to, you know, check account. And what I don't get is, you know, that we don't want to borrow money to run the county. I mean, that would be the worst thing that we can do it. I think we need to tie our belts and leave with what we got until I hope things will get better. And this decision that the budget committee make at that time, and apparently there's different views, but we just don't have the money.
Beth said we could make a conference call if we want to do that. She said the statute changed in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
That is now subject to budgetary approval by the county board.
So by that change in, if you set elected officials' budget to so much money, does that mean that they cannot give raises then, that since it's new 2016, that they cannot, but that we can deny it even if they have extra money in their budget? Is that kind of the way that I see that?
How can they say they have extra money in
their budget? I don't know. I mean, if it comes down to, well, I'll just give you an example. I think the way some of these people are doing it is maybe doing some extra jobs themselves of saving money, you know, on a line item, I'm guessing. Or, you know, they didn't, their next employee, they didn't pay him near as much to maybe offset, to maybe pay their other people. I don't know. I'm not. I feel like I'm proactive, but I'm not proactive enough where I'm micromanaging, trying to micromanage anybody's office to figure out how they're doing it. Sheriff, would you like to say something?
I would, if you don't mind.
You look like you were just jumping at the bit that you wanted to say something.
I just, you know, the only reason why I went with 2% instead of hourly is the four people I gave that raise to are not hourly. They're salary. They work weekends, nights, calls, right, constantly. They're not from 8 to 5.
Right.
So if I paid them by their time, it would cost me much more. I don't do that. Federal labor laws require me to acknowledge, like Tim, in overtime. That's not me. That's the federal government saying that.
Not Tim, but all the others.
Okay, so I only thing I did with raises is I don't give raises until the budget's approved. And the only raises I gave was what the unions got, which was 2%, which those guys are hourly. So that's all I did. The 35 cents in some of the places here, actually, for one of my guys, it's 16 cents a pay period is the difference. That's what we're talking. For the highest paid person, it's $17 a pay period. So we're talking less than $200-$300 a year. And I had already give the reviews, put it on paper, and gave them that 2%, not knowing that this was going to be an issue. I'm not trying to cause any issues. Again, the $10,000 that I was told was offered to me, when I turned that down, it wasn't because I didn't want money. It was because I wanted a little cushion for that 2% so I could give that raise. I'm not trying to cause the board any problems. But I'd already told these guys this. And now it's too... No, I can't go back and say, now I can't do that. Do you see my dilemma? And we're talking $200 or $300. And when I said, yeah, I do transports by myself, and it saves quite a bit of money when it's a long transport. Is it safe? No, it's not, because our policy requires me to send two guys on every transport. Me being the sheriff, I don't have to watch it. So I do it, because it's too expensive to send two guys with rooms and food and stuff like that. I might have to. We've got a guy in California that has to come back. So I'm not trying to cause issues. I hate to do this, but that's what I told him I was doing. I'd already did it. And now I got to go back and tell them, sorry, I can't do that. Now, as an elected official, my budget's my budget. Once it's approved, now there may be laws changed. I don't know. I haven't went to the state, nor probably will I go to the state. I'm not looking to start the county a bunch of problems. It's not a stand. I'm not making a stand. It's just what I told my employees. I went off what the unions got for a raise. I only thought that would be fair. That's all I did. So
between your four guys, right? Is that what is correct?
Yes, it's my four exempt guys.
So in that dollar amount, if I'm not mistaken, did I figure wasn't it like $1,700 a year?
It's not near that.
No,
it's $800? About $300 a year for all four of them.
$300 a year for all four?
Yeah.
Really?
So the difference between the 35 cents an hour, and I don't know how you do an hourly for a salary person, and 2%. That's why when I talk to you...
Based on 40 hours.
Yeah, I know you base it on that.
I was thinking that it was more than that.
With your 2% that you want to give them, is that on top of the 35 cents? Or you
no.
35 cents
no. Way? No, we're talking the difference between the 35 cents an hour.
I thought it was added on to the increase.
No. No, I'm looking at just a blanket 2% like we did with the hourly guys in both unions. That's all I did. And we're talking a couple hundred dollars difference between the 35 cents an hour. That's all I was doing, you guys.
And the 35 cent thing came in, you know, and some people it was more than 2%, some it's less than 2%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we threw it out there, thought everybody would be happy.
And it's not unhappy. Yeah, I would rather. And they know the situation. The deputies are full aware of the insurance and the cost of the county for the insurance. I know they know that. So I just wanted a chance to get up and say that in public. This isn't, I'm not trying to fight with the board or anybody. I'm not trying to do any of that. It's just that I gave them the reviews. This is what I told them, 2%, like the unions. You guys happy with that? Yeah, we're good with anything. We didn't get a raise last year, so... That's all it was.
If I could do this all over again, I'd give 2%. I'd make them pay their extra health insurance.
And that's
a simple way to do it.
Bill, I'm on your side.
I think they've been going backwards at that point. Honestly, with that health insurance increase, I think we should have picked that up.
My point is, when you do it with my unions, I can't go back and tell the four exempt guys, you're not worth what the union
is. No, I understand.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Contract. Maybe next year we can give a bigger, better raise.
And that, but last year when I told them we weren't getting no raise, it didn't. I mean, that 2 cents, that 35 cents or 16 cents a paycheck.
I think what they're looking at is then all of a sudden everybody does the.
And Scott, I told you I wouldn't want your guys' job because,
well,
yes, and here's how I answer that. As elected officials, not county departments, and I know I harp on this all the time, I'm responsible for my budget. I'm responsible for going over my budget. Right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So I'm not cutting. I'm not going to go over my budget. I won't do it. But on the same token, I just canceled Cellbrite for the phones. That was $3,000 a year. I had to cancel that. I can't read phones now. I can't do any of that stuff. I have to rely on another agency for. We got that equipment for free. I don't got the $3,000 to pay for that software to be able to do that. So now we're waiting for another agency to do all of our cell phone stuff, which in this day and age is a lot of stuff. But there's things that have to go, right? If I can't afford it. That $200-$300 a year, I'm telling you, it's bigger than that. It's me telling this is what you get and then going back and telling them, sorry, I can't make that decision as elected official. Basically, I'm not elected official no more. That's my only point, you guys. I'll shut up. It is what it is. But quite frankly, I'm going to keep turning them in the way I told them I was going to. I hate to do that, but what choice do I have? I'm in the same spot. And I don't want to be in your spot. I wouldn't want to make that decision. I wouldn't want that on me.
Well, we can't approve 2% for a select few and give the others 35 cents.
I agree.
I hope you understand.
I've got my deputy saying, well, why are you housing all these federal inmates in? Why are you trying to bring out, why are you doing all this stuff? Because it's not about me. It's not about you guys. This is about the county that we all live in. Trust me. I know that will never happen. No matter what happens. If I can bring revenue to this county, I'll do it no matter what. That's off the table. That's nothing. I'll keep doing transports by myself. I'll keep doing whatever I can.
And we appreciate that.
And my wife isn't too happy about the raise, but she'll live with it. Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff.
The cutoff point for the difference between the 2% and the 35 cents, do we know what that dollar, how many people would be affected? The majority of the people with 2% is better than a 35%.
I don't know. It's back and forth.
It's about the $18
range.
Then it becomes less than 2%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You.
So they're probably, there are not a lot of people affected by it other than the 8 that are exempt. That wouldn't, I suppose there are a certain number.
Lou, do you want to say something?
Yes, may I? So the guys that are on salary,
mm-hmm.
So did they get a raise then?
They did.
They got 2%.
They did.
The unions all got 2%. The bargaining people
the
all got 2%.
The salaried ones that don't fall
for
within
exam.
For 3 years.
They got 35 cents.
Right.
There are four law enforcement officers that are not part of the bargaining unit that are the deputies. They're the ones that we're talking about, four officers. They aren't under the guidelines of the contract that we do with the road deputies.
Oh.
So it's a different contract. So they're not under the same contract as the four gentlemen we're talking about.
Okay, so but would there be some place in there where they would get a raise?
They are getting the 35 cents. The four exempt, the four people that are not part of the bargaining unit are getting the 35 cents, not the 2%. So the monies we're talking about are the difference between the 35 cent raise and the 2% raise. That's the difference we're talking about.
Okay.
Okay. What's, here we are again, folks. What's the board's pleasure? I much hate to put it that way, but I don't know how else to put it. I mean, you heard my standpoint. I'm assuming that nothing's going to change in anyone's eyes.
Do you want to form a committee to maybe look at this?
Is that the only...
Look at some dollar amounts and look at where we're at on what we're...
I guess I'd be curious to know if we went to 2% instead of 35 cents on the non-bargaining dollar amount at the end of the year, we'd be. I don't think it'd be a whole lot of difference between the 35 cents and the 2%.
Not if it was across the board, but you've already given. You can't.
I know you can't go back now.
You can't take that 35
right.
cents away from the people making less than
18. 4 months already.
And probably, if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, that 35 cents for what these guys are making, if you would do 2%, if you'd have done 2% minus the 35 cents, they would have been.
If I was to just go with 2%, Mark is the lowest paid one, it's 16 cents a pay period difference.
Is that what it was?
Tim being the highest paid, it's $17 a pay period difference. Between the 35 cents and the 2%.
Well,
so we're talking all year, I think it was like $260 for all four of them all year is the difference between the 35 cents an hour and the 2%. That's two tires on one of the trucks. I know. I didn't need to throw that. I apologize.
Okay, so what if we would, you know, maybe again, you know, the time's running out by the end of the year, but even if we would, you know, form a committee to look at some of the numbers and some of the, you know, go in a little bit deeper with it and see exactly where we're at. And if it's something that we are able to look at and do something different and figure out what our options are. I don't think the board wants any problems with anybody either, but at the same time, I just... You guys all understand the decisions that we need to make and stick with. I mean, without a doubt. I think you guys understand that. But if we do form a committee and we can look at it, and then, you know, maybe next meeting or, you know, come back, get a couple of the commissioners and, you know, I don't know who would be good candidates because we're pretty split. I mean, we're 3-2 right now on everything, so I don't know if you want to grab one that's for and one that's against. I don't know. I mean, what would be the right way to do it? You know? Does that make sense?
I think it would be good to form a committee and address it because the bargaining units are all under 2% for the next 4 years. You know, two more years like this, so we're going to continue to run into the same problem.
The next 3 years?
So we're going to continue
unless
to run
we
into
can make it up next year.
Yeah.
Well, I know, but then we make it up next year, and then the bargaining people are going to say, well, we're getting short. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's
going to be a lot of trying to keep it all the same. It's all
human nature.
Is that the only department that we're having an issue with at this point?
Kim
Brown. Okay, so we're having two departments.
Two departments. He doesn't think.
And you got to remember, if we're going to form this committee, you got to remember something. Even though sheriff and you know the two different departments we have, and who's to say that the treasurer's office ain't going to want to throw their hat back into the mix again? You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously,
and
I mean that's
people,
possible.
And the people we turned down, Deanna and
many others.
Yeah.
Again, folks, I wouldn't.
Well, I mean,
what I'm not trying to do is cause issues, but still.
We were sitting here at budget time thinking we're going to have to borrow money to make payroll. At that point in time, we're going to do anything to make this thing work. I didn't want to go there.
No.
I did not want to. That's why we've done everything. Even Kevin stepped out to get more federal in, to bring more revenue in. And we're doing it. I think you're ready to change. I'll talk to
every department has stepped up to play here and helped us, obviously. They all have. We're all trying to make this work. We made some decisions. Now, you know, they maybe come back to haunt us. But
what's our best way to go about this, folks, do you want to...
I don't want to be in the committee.
Well...
I mean, I'm out of here. I got three meetings left. I'm done.
Three? You got one, two, three. You got four, pal, unless you're going to be somewhere.
There's a couple.
Attaboy. No, whatever you guys want to do. I mean, we can act on this today. You want to try to form a committee and talk about it, discuss it, and then get some more facts, and then come back and then say, okay, this is where we're at. I don't know what the answer is. You guys tell me, but this can't just keep going on every week, and it's going
to... You have to act on it today.
Whether we're going to approve it or not. It,
yes.
Today,
yeah.
I would make a motion to approve the payroll as presented with the raises we've approved, as I have in the past. But I wouldn't be against having a committee look at this and get it put behind us. And
so first things first, you are going to make a motion for the consent agenda items for the wages to stay what the county board approved prior.
Right.
Okay. Okay, that's Bill's motion.
I will second it.
Okay.
Tony.
Yes.
Kevin.
No.
Marty.
Yep.
Bill.
Yes.
Scott.
No. Oh, what a surprise! We're on the exact same term we was before.
And I will be on the committee.
You okay? And this is the thing. You guys got to remember something. Please understand my point, okay? And I don't know where Kevin stands, and I understand where everybody's standing at. This could be something that could go either or way for me, but. And I understand the 7 years that I was on sitting on the Budget and Finance Committee, and I know that I've said this until I was blue in the face, you know, the conservative, us being conservative with the mill levy, doing the right thing for the taxpayers, and then just and taking on extra expenses and losing revenue and the tips the city has taken. I mean, that stuff just all creeped up on us. And I don't really hear a lot of people in the county saying, oh, the county's broke, the county's broke. The county's not broke. Honestly, we just had some unexpected expenses between the state shoving it in our rear between with tax evaluation people, and I mean we just had a lot of unfortunate things happen to us. Okay, so anyways, let's move on and we'll talk about forming a committee towards the end, and if that's what we want to do, unless you want to do it right now. Kevin just said he would be on the committee if we want to form one.
I'll be on the counterpoint. Yeah, I'll be on it.
You'll be on it. There you go, one and one. I love it.
Doesn't offer to be on.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that towards the end then, so at least we have a game plan. Okay, new business. Let's move on here. Wow, that was exciting. Board to approve staying with the current the TPA, which is third-party administrator, Three Rivers Benefits, Inc., are changing the county's TPA services to their insurance benefit plan to MidAmerica Benefits, Inc. Okay. We all have a little spreadsheet in front of us and some notes. And I'm going to be quite frank. We met, Joan and I and Kim met with Three Rivers with Sandy and Amy. And then afterwards we met with Matt from MidAmerica and with Robert Rapp, and they give us each of their what they were offering to the county, and we have it all in front of us here. So if you recall a few meetings back, probably two meetings back, when Matt showed up here with Don Faber and Robert, and then the following week Amy and Sandy showed up. And Bill made the comment, which was a great recommendation to form a committee. And, of course, we sat down, we discussed it. And so today's the day where we need to make a decision that either we stay where we're at or we move on to MidAmerica Benefits. Does anybody have any questions before I give you my spill of things here? I mean, the dollar amounts are it's very variable, I mean, on certain things, as you can see. Some are less expensive on the Three Rivers standpoint. Some are, you know, on MidAmerica, it's back and forth. Joan did some research with some of their references of Mid-America. Very, very, very highly recommended. No question about it. I think that, and I'd like to hear Joan and Kim's standpoint of things, but by me talking to the people, when I say the people, I mean the people that are insured through the county with the, you know, Three Rivers as the TPA, and we know that the group resources out of Georgia, but they've had no issues, they've had no problems, and not saying that, you know, they couldn't get the same service from where it's at. My theory is, I think that if it's not broke, why fix it? Okay, I think with the costs the way they are, it's, I just think that me personally, my recommendation was just to be to stay with Three Rivers for the time being. I don't know if anybody has read anything, by looking at anything, if you have any questions or concerns, I'd like to hear Kim and Joan's recommendation. I think keep it simple. Like I said, I know that they got a lot of high recommendations. I'm sure they are a great company, great TPA down there in Omaha, but I just think that you know, the Three Rivers people have been with us for a long time. I know Don was there a long time with us, and it just so happens he retired, went somewhere else. And I just think that Amy and Sandy have done a great job, and I think that... but, again, I'm here still to make decisions for the county, even though I'm parting ways here shortly. But that's that would be my recommendation. Joan, would you like to add something?
Three Rivers has done a good job for us. We have not had any employee complaints that I'm aware of. They have offered to lower their administration costs by $4,600. And that was one of the pluses of going with Mid-American. They were cheaper by $4,000, and they've offered to reduce it by $4,600. There is a new client setup fee of $2,000 if we go with Mid-American. Mid-American had everybody I called, you know, said they were a wonderful company. So I don't think we could go wrong going with either one.
Kim, you want to add anything?
After we met, I did go back to my office and asked around. No one had any issues with their claims or their insurance. I mean, they were happy with what we've got.
And like I made the comment, I think when we were talking to both parties that day, if there was an issue with, you know, with our existing, you know, we would know about it here in this boardroom. You know, if there was problems with our insurance, you know. Because we all are in the business world, and you always hear about people that always bitch about their insurance, you know, that, oh, my insurance is terrible, you know, my deductible is this. I mean, we all hear it. And if you don't, you should be, because I hear it all the time from people. So I've never heard anybody out of the 110, 13, 14 employees that's on it. Like I said, I don't doubt that. It was like Joan and I were just discussing that. I'm sure that Mid-America would probably, you know, do us a fabulous job, but I just feel like at this time it just makes the most sense just to stay where we're at. So that's my recommendation. If anybody has any questions for me, or Kim, or Joan. Anyone? Nothing? Okay, so this is what I'm going to do. We are under new business right now. The board to approve staying with the current. I'm going to make a motion for the county to stay with our third-party administrator, the Three Rivers Benefit, Inc., for the time being. So that's my motion.
I'll second that.
Okay, we got a second by Kevin. Motion by myself, second by Kevin. We call roll, please, Joan.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you guys in the committee.
Yep, no problem. Thanks. And thanks, Robert, for bringing it to us. And thanks, Amy and everyone. Okay, V, board to approve an agreement with Donald E. Havland, Jr., Hughes, attorneys to represent the Dakota County with the potential claims from the payments of Archer Pharmaceutical Drug with fees contingent upon recovery. So if anybody knows about this deal, it's this pharmaceutical company is having their way with people, and they, I guess there's attorneys that are going to go after them to try to get a refund. So that's that expensive $40 million drug or $40,000 drug.
That's not the opioid thing.
No.
This is something different.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. It's like price gouging type thing, right?
Yeah.
And it's contingent on them recovering.
So we pay nothing.
We pay nothing unless they recover, right?
Yeah. We're foolish not to.
Yeah, it's contingent.
Yeah. All right. I'll make the motion to approve the agreement between us and the attorneys.
I'd second it.
Okay, we got a motion by Kevin, a second by Marty to approve the Havland people to use attorneys to represent the county.
Marty?
Yep.
Phil?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Okay, Fred Kellogg is not here today. He has something come up, but if anybody, I can maybe pull a fast one here real quick. Everybody can look at his road. His biweekly 318.5 hours. Trees, no overtime. Trees, debris, removal, 14 hours. Cloverton Projects, ROYA Avenue. I don't even know where that even is. 68 hours. West Starby, that 13 hours. Mowing, 0 hours. Which we know that's not correct. But anyways, garbage pickup, 3.5 hours. Gravel hauling was 110, 1,199.82 tons. Sign repair, barricading, 2 hours. Looks like grading on Saddle Lane and 210th. It was the two road concerns, and they put some gravel on Odell Avenue. The only call that I've had, I had one from Mike Wilmus today. He said the bridge out there on by Arnie's house, the bridge is gone. Okay?
Yeah.
And he said it ain't going to be till spring. We probably know that. And I says, well, at least it's happening. And he's like, absolutely. He says, but we're going to need to get some gravel down on the West Sarpy Road going in the back way through Bryce and through the back of the landfill back in there.
You don't think if they haven't opened December they could get that done yet?
I don't know what. I wish Fred was here to kind of tell me or tell us, I should say. But I don't try
to make that December 1.
I don't know. I'm just going by what Mike said, and we don't know. I mean, yes, it's rainy today and rainy tomorrow. It could be rainy. It's supposed to be nice the rest of the week. We don't know. I mean, it could get nice out again.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully. I mean, if you remember last year, it was nice clear in the middle of December, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So I think we just need to. I just need to keep in touch with Fred, and I will contact him tomorrow if things are going to be. If things are going to, you know, stay halfway crappy, I guess we're going to have to. Oh, it's Royal.
Royal.
That makes sense. Royal.
I know. That makes it a little easier.
So okay. Anyways, that's Fred's report. If you guys have any questions for him, you can contact him. Sheriff Kleinberg jail report. Sheriff.
Yeah, so October average per inmates per day is county 79, federal 25, juvenile 0, in-house 104. Calendar average for 2018 is 89 county, 19 feds, .06 juveniles, and 108 in-house total. 17-18 fiscal average, 86 federal, 26, 0.01 juveniles, 112 average. So October marshals was 46,286. ICE was 10,376. And federal, 56,923. So fiscal marshal is 174,000. Federal ICE is 53,000. And fiscal federal is 228,000. Calendar federal, 2018 calendar so far is 428,623,000. October contracts brought us in 8,400, and fiscal county contracts 24,000. Cost per inmate a day has went up to 5720, a little more than last month. Jail spent 187.52 for the month of October. Jail is 32% of total estimated yearly budget. We're 1% under budget for the fiscal year. We're at 33% of the total yearly budget for October 2017. We spent 13 grand less than what we needed in October. We're actually 6.9% under for the month under budget. Arrests, bookings, was the Sheriff's Office at 20, South Sioux at 41, NSP at 3, turn-ins 19, feds 31. Well, that doesn't make sense. Why are we booking so many more feds and we only have 25? Why would we be booking? Oh, it's probably ice in there. Yep. Dakota County, or other bookings, Dakota County 40, and other Nebraska cities 31, 26 from South Sioux, Iowa 16, other states 3, and homeless 4. Also, just a recap a little bit. I am in negotiations with another medical provider. ACH's contract, I only signed it a year.
Been that long already?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I didn't sign it for your contract because I wanted to see how it was going to work.
Right, I remember that.
And they're costing us money. They're costing us crazy money with the new doctor. So I want to get a handle on that. I did have a meeting with a new company that's out of Minnesota. They're quite a bit smaller. The doctor was phenomenal. He was a good guy. He didn't want to leave. Just loved it here. He's trying to get Pottawatomie County. I don't know, that's Council Bluffs. For those of you who don't know where that's at, he's had big jails. He's got big jails. He handles a 400 or 500-bed jail in Minnesota. Just a good guy. Completely different type of medical care.
When's the contract up with them, Sheriff?
So ACH, it's up February 3rd or 4th.
Okay.
And they just raised us 3%. So I'm trying to get a less expensive, someone that knows a little more about, anyway. Also, I've just signed a new contract. Well, actually, that's one I had you come bring for the commissary. So we changed commissary companies. They were there today putting that in. We're looking at the phone system, too, so we can install video conferencing. And these guys are willing to give us a $10,000 bonus up front to go with them. That kind of scares me because it means they make a lot of money on that video conferencing. But I can use the 10 grand, so we'll put a floor in. Turn it on, get raised. Never mind. I didn't say that.
Yeah. Any questions?
The county population has been, you know, really steady for the last several months and down from where it has been. What? Any explanation on that? Just
why it's less?
Which is a great thing. You know,
I think it's a county thing. Uh-huh. So the fluctuation on inmates is more reflected on county than it is our feds.
No, that's what I was talking about. The county inmate totals has been, you know, pretty steady, mm-hmm. but down from where it was a couple years ago.
Just, yeah, it is down.
It's kind of a good thing. No explanation, really. Just kind
as long as we don't start seeing crime going through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah, 79 is a real low number.
Yeah, for county inmates.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But you got to remember, we almost doubled the federal inmates.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's where the number.
That's happens. Even more great.
How many beds, and I know I've asked this question, and maybe someday it'll stick in my head, and maybe it doesn't need to. Mm-hmm. How many beds do you got to leave open?
Law doesn't require us to leave any beds open. What is a good rule of thumb is 80%.
Full?
Yeah, don't go over 80%.
Okay.
Jail Standards tells me that every year. They told me that in Thurston County when we were putting people on the floor. Now we get fined for doing that, which back then we didn't. So we don't ever go under 80% full. We're always over 80% full.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as long as I got 10, 12 beds in there, we don't have a major meatpacking plant that'll go on strike or something. Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
We got tents.
Tents, yes.
Thank
Make
you.
Them wear pink, right?
Thanks.
Thank you, Sheriff. Okay, we're going to move on to CM Miscellaneous, the approval of voting delegate and an alternate to cast a ballot for Dakota County at the Nebraska Association of County Officials, which is NACO, annual meeting held December 14th in Kearney. That is the purpose of electing a secretary and treasurer to NACO's board. So, and we have a letter in there from Larry Dix, obviously, to fill out the procedures for the voting NACO officers. I don't know who's going out the 14th.
Marty is.
You're going to miss the Christmas party?
No. He's going to be back in time.
Oh, he'll be back in time.
Oh, that's right, because you're done by noon at that time. That's right. Because it starts the 7th, doesn't it? I don't know. It starts. Doesn't matter. Starts Wednesday.
we have to 11. Have it back by the 7th.
Right.
Conferences.
So, Marty, you're going to be, we're just going to put Fred down as a delegate because he'll be there. So, we're going to approve for Marty on
Marty
the.
Be the delegate? The delegate will be the alternate?
Yeah, and Fred will be the alternate, Fred Kellogg. Did I get to make a motion on that? Yeah, that's my motion. Thank you for going.
Second.
Okay, I got a motion by myself, second by Tony Joe.
Bill.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Tony.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Yep.
Commissioner committee reports. Anybody have anything to say?
I was in Mexico for 3 weeks.
Nice.
How was your weather?
Nice.
Good.
Mail emergency business. There is the mail here. I see that the Christmas party, which you need to be signed up for. RSVP by the 15th of November. That's next Thursday. The treasurer's office, I do believe, is putting it on, and they are going to be at Covington Links Golf Course, December 14th. Social hour, 5 to 5:30, and dinner's at 6:30. So. Catered by Famous Dave's. Do you have anything to do with that, Tony? Are you an investor at Famous Dave's?
Well, no, I can't do it.
Okay. No. Okay, but anyway, so everybody knows that. Anything else, John? Mail emergency business, that's it, isn't it? That's all we have. Okay, well, if that's the case, we will adjourn. It is 4:09. Our next regular meeting will be held on November 19th. Of this month, 2018. Thanks everyone for coming. Good luck to all you new candidates on your election tomorrow.
Don't forget.